Hello, and welcome to The CoreCast, where we empower you to live a healthier, more active lifestyle. I'm your host, Chris Harris, a certified personal trainer and Pilates instructor. I've been working with clients for over 17 years, helping them to get stronger, move better, and recover from injury. In today's episode, we have something special in store for you. As we approach the holiday season, we want to help you stay motivated and committed to your fitness goals. That's why we're introducing the 12 Days of Fitness, a comprehensive guide to keeping fit during the most wonderful time of the year. We're going to start with day one, morning meditation and stretching. We're going to kick off our 12 Days of Fitness journey with a focus on mental and physical well-being. Start your day with a guided meditation session followed by a gentle stretching routine. This combination will help you set a positive and mindful tone for the rest of the day. Here's an example of each. For our morning meditation, we're going to find a quiet and comfortable space to sit and lie down without any distractions. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, letting go of any tension or thoughts. Focus on your attention to your breath and notice the sensation of the breath entering and leaving your body. As thoughts arise, gently acknowledge them and let them go, returning your attention to the breath. You can also incorporate a mantra or positive affirmation into your meditation practice. Repeat a word or phrase that resonates with you, such as, "I am calm and centered," or "I am grateful for this day." Continue to meditate for 5 to 10 minutes, gradually increasing the duration as you become more comfortable with the practice. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes and take a moment to appreciate the stillness and peace you've cultivated. As for our stretching routine, you want to start by standing tall with your feet hip-width distance apart. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, reach your arms up overhead, lengthening your spine. As you inhale, lower your arms and slowly roll your shoulders back and down, opening your chest. Stand with your feet slightly wider than hip-width distance apart and gently tilt your head to one side, feeling the stretch along the opposite side of your neck. Hold for about 15 to 20 seconds and repeat on the other side. Bring your arms behind your back and interlace your fingers. Straighten your arms and gently lift them away from your body, stretching your chest and shoulders. Go and stand near a wall and extend one leg forward, keeping it straight. Place your hands on the wall for support and lean your body forward, feeling the stretch in the back of your leg, holding for 15 to 20 seconds and then switch sides. Sitting on the floor with your legs extended in front of you, reach your arms forward and slowly fold your body forward, aiming to reach your toes. If you can't reach your toes, you can use a strap or towel to assist you. Finish your stretching routine with some gentle twists, seated or standing. Rotate your upper body to one side while keeping your hips stable and then repeat on the other side. Remember to listen to your body and never push yourself beyond your limits. Stretching should feel comfortable and not cause any pain. If you have any health concerns or injuries, it's always a good idea to consult with a healthcare professional before starting a new stretching routine. Day 2. High-intensity interval training or HIIT workouts. On day 2, we are going to dive into a high-energy HIIT workout. And this form of exercise involves short bursts of intense activity followed by a brief recovery. Here's a great example of a quick HIIT workout that you can do at home. For your warm-up, jog in place for about 1 minute, and then do jumping jacks for 1 minute, and then some bodyweight squats for 1 minute. For the workout, we're going to perform each exercise for 30 seconds, followed by a 10-second rest, repeating the circuit 3 to 4 times with a 1 minute rest between circuits. Starting with burpees, in a standing position, squat down, kick your feet back, do a push-up, and bring your feet back in, jumping up explosively. Mountain climbers, get into a push-up position and then alternate bringing your knees toward your chest in a running motion. Jump lunges, starting in a lunge position, then jumping and switching legs in midair, landing in a lunge with the opposite leg forward, and this can be modified by just doing a regular lunge, alternating. High knees, standing in place and running while lifting your knees as high as possible, modifying into a march if you need it to. Plank jacks, getting into a plank position, then jump your feet wide apart and back together while maintaining a strong core. And you can also do that as a step-out variation for modification. Bicycle crunches, lying on your back, bring your knees towards your chest and alternate touching your elbows to the opposite knee in a bicycling motion. For your cool down, take a few minutes to stretch your major muscle groups, focusing on your legs, arms, and core. And as always, remember to listen to your body and modify any exercises as needed. Stay hydrated and have a towel nearby. Enjoy that workout. On day number 3, core and stability training. The focus on day 3 is strengthening your core and improving stability. We're going to explore a range of exercises that target your abdominal muscles, the obliques, and lower back. Developing a strong core is crucial for overall strength, balance, and injury prevention. Here's an example of a core stability workout that you can try. Number 1 is a plank hold. Get into a forearm plank position with your elbows directly under your shoulders and your body in a straight line from head to heels. Hold this position for 30 seconds to a minute, focusing on engaging your core muscles and maintaining stability. Another exercise is the bird dog, starting on all fours with your hands directly underneath your shoulders and your knees under your hips. Extend the right arm straight out in front of you while simultaneously extending your left leg straight back. Keep your core engaged and your back straight. Hold for a few seconds and then return to the starting position. Repeat this on the opposite side for 10 to 12 reps on each side. Another exercise you can try is Russian twists, sitting on the floor with your knees bent and your feet flat on the ground. Lean back slightly, keeping your back straight. Hold a weight or medicine ball with both hands in front of your chest. Twist your torso to the right, bringing the weight or ball to the right side of your body, and then twist to the left, bringing the weight or ball to the left side of your body. Continue alternating sides for about 10 to 12 reps on each side. Side plank is a great alternative. Lie on your side with your legs straight and stack your feet on top of each other. Prop yourself up on your forearm with your elbow directly underneath your shoulder. Lift your hips off the ground, creating a straight line from your head to your heels. Hold this position for 30 seconds to a minute on each side, and this can be modified by having either bottom knee bent or both knees bent. Stability ball rollouts. Great exercise here. Start in a kneeling position with a stability ball in front of you. Place your forearms on the stability ball and engage your core. Slowly roll the ball forward, extending your body into a straight line. Keep your core tight and your hips level. Roll the ball back towards your knees to return to starting position, doing this for 10 to 12 reps. And remember to focus on proper form, engaging your core throughout each exercise. And if you're new to these exercises, start with a lighter weight or modifications and gradually increase the difficulty as you get stronger. Day 4, yoga for flexibility and relaxation. Day 4 is all about flexibility and relaxation. Calming yoga will help you to improve your flexibility, unwind, and enhance your mind-body connection. It's a good opportunity to find inner peace amidst the holiday hustle and bustle. Here's a great example of a yoga flexibility workout that you can try. Starting with child's pose. You want to start on your hands and knees and then sit your hips back towards your heels and lower your forehead to the mat. Extend your arms forward to rest them alongside your body. Take deep breaths and relax into the stretch, holding for about 1 to 2 minutes. Downward facing dog. From the child's pose, lift your hips up and back, straightening your legs and forming an inverted V shape with your body. Press your palms into the mat and actively push your heels towards the ground, holding for 1 to 2 minutes. Focus on lengthening your spine and stretching your hamstrings and calves. Another great yoga exercise is standing forward fold. Stand with your feet hip-width apart. Hinge forward at the hips and fold your torso over your legs. You can bend your knees slightly if needed. Allow your upper body to relax and your head to hang heavy. Hold for 1 to 2 minutes, feeling the stretch in your hamstrings and lower back. Another great exercise is low lunge. Step your right foot forward into a lunge position with your right knee directly over your ankle and your left knee on the mat. Keep your hands on the ground and bring them in front of your thigh for support. Sink your hips down and forward, feeling the stretch in your hip flexors and quadriceps. Hold for 30 seconds to a minute and then switch sides. Pigeon pose. It's a great pose for your hips. From a downward facing dog, bring your right knee forward and place it behind your right wrist and extend your left leg straight back, keeping your hips square. You can stay upright or fold forward over your front leg for a deeper stretch. Hold this for 1 to 2 minutes and then switch sides. A seated forward bend. Sitting on the mat with your legs extended in front of you, reach your arms forward and hinge at the hips to fold forward, reaching for your feet or ankles. Keep your spine long and avoid rounding your back. Holding again for 1 to 2 minutes, feeling that great stretch in your hamstrings and lower back. Last one is our supine spinal twist. So you're laying on your back, hug your knees into your chest, extend your arms out to the sides, palms facing down. Slowly drop both knees to the right side of the body, keeping your shoulders grounded. Turn your head to the left for a deeper twist. Hold for 30 seconds to a minute and then switch sides. Remember, as always, listen to your body and never push yourself to the point of pain. Take deep breaths and allow yourself to relax into each stretch and really enjoy that yoga flexibility workout. For day 5, we're going to do outdoor adventure. So we're going to take our fitness journey outdoors on day 5, whether it's hiking, cycling, or even a winter sport like skiing or snowboarding. It's really important to embrace the beauty of nature and engage in a full body workout while enjoying the fresh air. Try one of these options for getting a workout outdoors. Running or jogging. Lace up your sneakers and hit the pavement for a run or jog. You can choose different routes to keep things interesting and challenge yourself. Or there's cycling. Hop on a bicycle and go for a ride. Whether it's on the trail, in a park, around your neighborhood, cycling is a great way to get your heart rate up and explore the outdoors. Hiking. Hiking is a really great way to really get out there and really be in nature. Find a local trail or nature reserve and go for a hike. It's a fantastic way to connect with nature, challenge yourself physically, and enjoy beautiful views along the way. Or walking. Simply going for a walk can be a wonderful outdoor exercise. Take a stroll in your neighborhood, a park, or along a beach. It's low impact and suitable for all fitness levels. Or maybe try outdoor circuit training. Create your own circuit workout using outdoor equipment like benches, stairs, or playgrounds. Incorporate body weight exercises like push-ups, squats, lunges, and step-ups for a full body workout. Swimming. Great exercise. If you have access to a swimming pool, take advantage of it. Swimming provides a low-impact, full-body workout that is gentle on the joints. Or outdoor yoga or Pilates. Find a peaceful spot in nature and practice yoga or Pilates outdoors. The combination of movement, stretching, and fresh air can be really rejuvenating, depending on the weather, of course. Outdoor boot camp. Join a local outdoor boot camp class or create your own with friends. These are high-intensity workouts, typically involving a combination of cardio, strength training, and bodyweight exercises. As always, remember to stay hydrated, wear appropriate clothing and sunscreen, and listen to your body's needs. Enjoy the outdoors while staying active. On day number 6, we're going to do some strength training. Day 6 is dedicated to strength training, and strength training's focus is to develop different muscle groups, which helps you to build that strength, increase lean muscle mass, and boost your metabolism. A good strength training program for total body strength should include exercises that target all major muscle groups. Here's a sample program that you can follow. Squats. Start with a basic squat exercise to target your quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes, and your core. Perform about 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. A second exercise is deadlifts. Deadlifts are excellent for targeting your posterior chain, including your glutes, hamstrings, and lower back. Performing again about 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. A bench press. The bench press is a really compound exercise that targets your chest, shoulders, and triceps. And again, 3 sets of about 8 to 12 reps is recommended. Bent over rows. This exercise targets your back muscles, particularly your lats and rhomboids. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, again, is a recommended number. Overhead press. The overhead press focuses on your shoulders, including your deltoids and triceps. Lunges. Lunges are great for targeting your quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes. Pull-ups or lat pull-downs. These exercises target your back muscles, primarily your lats, and you can perform pull-ups. If possible, you can aim for 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. If you need assistance, you can use a lat pull-down machine as they have in the gym. Push-ups. Push-ups are really a compound exercise that targets your chest, shoulders, and triceps. So again, about 8 to 12 reps is recommended on each of these exercises. And it's also important to think about incorporating core exercises. Think about like the plank or the Russian twist that we mentioned in day 3, our core strengthening portion. As with everything, remember to start with weights that challenge you but allow you to maintain proper form. Gradually increase the weight as you get stronger. It's really important to rest for 48 hours between each strength training session to give your muscles time to recover. Consult with a fitness professional or trainer to customize a program based on your fitness level and goals. On day 7, we're going to take an active rest day. Rest and recovery are equally as important as exercise itself. Active rest refers to engaging in low-intensity activities during your rest days or recovery periods. These activities help promote blood flow, enhance recovery, and prevent muscle stiffness. Here's some ideas of some active rest exercises. Walking. Again, taking that brisk walk is a great way to stay active while giving your body a break from intense workouts. It helps to improve your cardiovascular health and aids in recovery. Cycling. Again, cycling, whether it's outdoors or using a stationary bike, it's a low-impact exercise that provides great cardiovascular workout without putting excessive strain on your muscle and joint areas. Yoga. Practicing yoga on your rest days can help improve your flexibility, balance, and relaxation. Choose gentle yoga sequences or restorative yoga poses to promote recovery. Swimming. Again, we said it before, it's a low-impact, full-body exercise that provides both cardiovascular and muscular benefits. It helps improve endurance, flexibility, and joint mobility while giving your muscles a break from weight-bearing exercises. Light stretching. Engage in gentle stretching routines that can help alleviate muscle tension, enhance flexibility, and promote blood circulation. Focus on stretching the major muscle groups of your body. Foam rolling. Using a foam roller for self-myofascial release can help release muscle knots and tightness, and it aids in muscle recovery and improves mobility. Active recovery classes are another great way to do some active recovery. Some fitness facilities offer specific classes like Pilates, barre, or gentle aerobics for active recovery. And these classes typically focus on low-impact exercises and stretching to promote recovery and flexibility. Remember, the goal of active rest is to engage in activities that are less intense than your regular workouts, but keep your body moving. Listen to your body, as always, and choose activities that you enjoy that help you recover effectively. On day 8, we're going to work on cardiovascular endurance. It's time to focus on cardiovascular endurance. Cardiovascular exercises, also known as aerobic exercises, are activities that increase your heart rate and breathing rate. They promote cardiovascular health and they improve endurance. Some examples, again, we've covered before, running and jogging. Running or jogging is a popular and effective cardiovascular exercise that can be done outdoors or on a treadmill. It helps improve cardiovascular endurance, burns calories, and strengthens leg muscles. Cycling. Outdoors or on a stationary bike, it's a low-impact exercise, great cardiovascular workout, and it helps to target the leg muscles and improves endurance. Swimming. Full body, we've said it again, engages multiple muscle groups while providing a low-impact cardiovascular exercise. Gentle on the joints and offers a really refreshing way to improve cardiovascular fitness. Jumping rope. It's a simple yet effective cardiovascular exercise that can be done almost anywhere. It improves coordination, burns calories, and strengthens the lower body. High-intensity interval training, or HIIT. We talked about that early on. It involves that short burst of intense exercise followed by brief recovery periods. This type of exercise can be done with various activities such as running, cycling, or bodyweight exercises. HIIT workouts are time-efficient and provide excellent cardiovascular challenge. Rowing. Rowing is a full-body exercise that targets the upper body, core, and lower body muscles, and it offers a low-impact cardiovascular workout. It can be done on a rowing machine or on a boat in the water. Dancing. Dancing is a great, fun way to get your heart rate up and improve cardiovascular fitness. Whether it's Zumba, hip-hop, salsa, or any other dance style, it provides good aerobic workout while keeping things entertaining. Stair climbing. Climbing stairs, whether on a stair climbing machine or actual stairs, is challenging. It's a cardiovascular exercise that works the leg muscles and elevates the heart rate. Kickboxing is great too. Kickboxing combines martial arts techniques with cardiovascular exercise. It involves punches, kicks, and other high energy movements, providing a full body workout and improving cardiovascular fitness. And aerobic classes. Attending an aerobic class like step aerobics, cardio kickboxing, or dance aerobics is a great way to engage in guided cardiovascular workouts led by instructors. Remember, again, to choose cardiovascular exercises that suit your fitness level and preferences. It's important to start gradually, listen to your body, and gradually increase that intensity and duration of your workouts over time. Day number 9 is devoted to functional fitness. Functional fitness is all about preparing your body for daily activities and movements. Functional fitness exercises are designed to improve strength, flexibility, and mobility for everyday activities and movements. And the focus on training for the body is to perform movements that mimic real-life tasks. Here's some great examples of some functional fitness exercises. Squats. Again, they are very functional. It strengthens the lower body, including quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes. They mimic the movement of sitting down and standing up, which is a really common activity in daily life. Lunges. Lunges work the muscles of the lower body, including the quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes, and they help improve balance and stability. They simulate movements like walking or climbing stairs. Push-ups. They target the muscles of the upper body, including the chest, shoulders, and triceps, and they mimic the pushing motion used for activities like pushing a heavy object or getting up from the ground. And then the planks. They engage the core muscles, including abdominals and lower back. They help improve core strength and stability, which is essential for maintaining good posture and preventing back pain. Deadlifts. They're a compound exercise that target multiple muscle groups, including the glutes, hamstrings, and lower back. They simulate the movement of lifting heavy objects from the ground, which is a common activity in daily life. Farmer's carry. This is an exercise that involves walking while holding heavy weights, such as dumbbells or kettlebells, in each hand. It helps really to improve your grip strength, core stability, and overall functional strength for carrying heavy objects. Medicine ball throws. Medicine ball throws involve throwing a weighted ball against a wall or to a partner, and they improve that explosive power and simulate movements like throwing or catching objects. Step-ups. Step-ups involve stepping onto a raised platform or step using one leg at a time. They help improve leg strength and balance, mimicking movements like climbing stairs or stepping up onto curbs. TRX rows. Using a TRX suspension strap, TRX rows target the muscles of the upper back, shoulders, and arms. They simulate pulling movements such as pulling open a heavy door or rowing a boat. And last but not least is balance exercises. Balance exercises such as single leg stands or standing on a wobble board help improve balance and stability. They mimic movements like standing on one leg while putting on shoes or maintaining balance on uneven surfaces. Remember to consult with a fitness professional or trainer to ensure proper form and technique when performing these exercises. Functional fitness exercises can be modified to suit individual fitness levels and goals. Incorporating these exercises into your workout routine can help enhance overall strength, mobility, and functional movement abilities. Day 10, active family time. We encourage you to really involve your loved ones in your fitness journey. Playing fun and active family activities such as a friendly sports match or a nature hike or dance party is a great way to bond, create memories, and inspire your family to prioritize their health. Try some of these activities with your family. Active family time activities are a great way to engage in things that will really create long-lasting memories. Try a family walk or hike. A leisurely walk or hike in a nearby park, nature trail, or neighborhood is a simple yet effective way to get some fresh air, enjoy nature, and engage in light physical activity together. Bike rides. Plan a family bike ride in your neighborhood to find a local bike trail. Cycling is a low-impact exercise and can be enjoyed by people of all ages and fitness levels. Make sure that everyone wears helmets for safety. Sports games. Organize friendly sports games in your backyard or at a local park. Play games like soccer, basketball, volleyball, or badminton. It's a really fun way to improve coordination, teamwork, and fitness. Again, swimming. Swimming, heading to a local pool or beach or family swim. It's a great full-body workout, a refreshing way to really kind of have fun with the family, follow safety guidelines, and supervise young children around water. You could have a dance party. Clear some space in your living room, turn on some upbeat music, and have a family dance party. It's a fun way to get moving, improve cardiovascular fitness, and unleash your creativity. How about an obstacle course? Set up obstacles in your backyard using cones, hula hoops, ropes, and other household items. Challenge each other to complete the course as fast as possible. It's a great way to improve agility, strength, and problem-solving skills. How about family yoga or stretching? Practice yoga or stretching exercises together as a family. It promotes flexibility, balance, and relaxation. And there's many online resources and videos available to guide you through family-friendly yoga routines. A great scavenger hunt would be fun. Play a scavenger hunt in your neighborhood or local park. Create a list of items or clues for your family to find. It'll keep everyone active, engaged, and excited while exploring the surroundings. You can play classic outdoor games like tag, hide and seek, or capture the flag. Again, these games are meant to promote physical activity, strategic thinking, and friendly competition. Or how about a family workout session? Set aside a dedicated time for family workout sessions. You can follow fitness videos or routines together, such as cardio workouts, strength training exercises, or even family-friendly HIIT workouts. Remember to choose activities that are suitable for the ages and abilities of all family members. Encourage everyone to participate and make it a fun and enjoyable experience for everyone. Active family time activities not only promote physical health, but also strengthen family bonds and create cherished memories. Day 11, the mind-body connection. As we get close to our end of our 12-day journey, it's vital to focus on the mind-body connection. Mind-body connection activities are practices that promote the integration of the mind and body, helping to enhance overall well-being and inner balance. These activities focus on cultivating awareness, mindfulness, and relaxation. Here's some great examples of mind-body connective activities. Yoga. Practicing yoga combines physical postures, or asanas, breathing techniques, pranayama, and meditation. It helps to improve flexibility, strength, and balance while calming the mind and promoting relaxation. Meditation. Meditation involves focusing on the mind and achieving a state of mental clarity and emotional calm. It can be practiced in various forms, such as mindfulness meditation, loving kindness meditation, or guided visualization. Tai Chi. Tai Chi is a gentle martial art that involves slow, flowing movements and deep breathing. It promotes relaxation, balance, and mindfulness, and Tai Chi is suitable for people of all ages and fitness levels. Qigong is an ancient Chinese practice that combines gentle movements, breathing exercises, and meditation. It aims to cultivate the balance in the body's vital energy, or the qi, for important health and well-being. Pilates. Pilates is a mind-body exercise system that focuses on core strength, flexibility, and body awareness. It emphasizes controlled movements and proper alignment, promoting physical and mental harmony. Mindful walking. Take a walk in nature or in a peaceful environment while practicing mindfulness. Pay attention to the sensations of walking, the sounds, and sights around you. It helps you to bring awareness to the present moment and promotes relaxation. Or breathwork. Engage in deep breathing exercises to calm the mind and relax the body. Techniques like diaphragmatic breathing, alternate nostril breathing, or box breathing can help reduce stress and increase mental clarity. Progressive muscle relaxation. This is a technique that involves systematically tensing and releasing different muscle groups to promote relaxation and relieve physical tension. It helps to cultivate body awareness and reduce stress. Journaling. Writing in a journal can be a therapeutic and reflective activity. It allows you to explore your thoughts, emotions, and experiences, promoting self-reflection and a deeper understanding of yourself. Or you can try a body scan. Lie down or sit comfortably and slowly scan your body from head to toe, bringing awareness to each body part. Notice any sensations, tension, or areas of relaxation. This practice helps to develop body awareness and release tension. Remember, mind-body connection activities can be customized to fit your preferences and needs. The key is to engage in activities that allow you to be present, promote relaxation, and cultivate a sense of inner balance and well-being. And day 12, reflection and goal setting. Our final day is all about reflection and setting new fitness goals. Take some time to reflect on your achievements over the past 12 days and set realistic and inspiring goals for the future. Remember, your fitness journey is a continuous process, and each day is an opportunity to grow and improve. Thank you for joining me on the 12 Days of Fitness podcast. I hope that this episode has inspired and motivated you to embrace a healthier lifestyle and prioritize your well-being. Remember that fitness is not just about physical strength, but about nurturing your mind and spirit. As we conclude this episode, I encourage you to continue incorporating the principles and practices we discussed in your daily routine. Whether it's through exercise, nutrition, mindfulness, or self-care, each small step takes you towards a balanced and healthy lifestyle. Remember that this journey is ongoing. Stay committed to your goals, stay connected with your body and mind, and most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Celebrate the progress you make, big or small, and remember that every day is an opportunity to start anew. I look forward to bringing you more inspiring content in our next episode. Until then, stay active, stay healthy, and keep nurturing your mind, body, and spirit. Thanks for being a part of the 12 Days of Fitness podcast on the CoreCast. Remember to follow CoreCast on all major podcast platforms. Visit our website, www.core-fit.com, for great information and resources about Pilates, fitness, health and wellness, and more. And that's Core with a K. We have launched the Core Fitness Workout channel with virtual workouts at your fingertips. You can try a week for free. And follow us on Instagram at core_fitness_AZ. If you're enjoying our podcast, please consider supporting our work by donating using the link provided at the bottom of our description. Thanks for listening. See you next week.